Welcome to The Firing Line with Rick Travis, Legislative Director for the California Rifle and Pistol Association. The Firing Line radio show is brought to you by Turner's Outdoorsmen, CCW Safe, Vortex Optics, Cutting Edge Bullets, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association.
Good. Bad. I'm the guy with the gun.
And now, your host, Rick Travis.
Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Rick Travis, the Legislative Director for the California Rifle and Pistol Association, coming to you on this wonderful post-Thanksgiving Saturday. I know you've all been beat up going to the Black Friday sales, getting ready for every other sale, the post-Black Friday, the post-post-Black Friday, and all those. But you know what? We tend to forget what Thanksgiving's all about, especially here in our own Second Amendment community and those who support the Constitution, that we tend to think of Thanksgiving as this day where people show up in black hats and big black buckles and women in small blackish dresses with white collars on and get out the old turkey and all the other food that we think is part of the original tradition. And well, I'm here to spoil all that for you because that's what I do. I spoil everything that I get involved in. So here we go. Folks, the original Thanksgiving, get this, wasn't one day. So for those of you who thought you're being really creative and you do the day before Thanksgiving meal and the Friendsgiving and the this giving and the that giving, good for you, because you're actually more traditional than most of us. Because Thanksgiving originally was over a week long, folks. They spent an entire week celebrating that, hey, they had made it through a year and they were getting ready to face the harsh winter. Secondly, Thanksgiving was not turkey. Turkeys probably were at some point brought to the Thanksgiving dinner, but for the most part, it was things like venison, local deer they could catch. But most of the food was fish and small game animals that were brought to the table, along with various like squashes and, some of the things, but like the whole idea of, you know, candied yams and marshmallow. Yeah, that stuff hadn't been invented, folks. So a lot of that is stuff that we've added throughout the years. And it's also looking at what the point was. The point was those who had a lot brought a lot. Those that had little brought a little, but everybody shared the spoils equally. And that is something that we don't think about. This time of the year, there's a lot of things going on in our lives. People are thinking about the holidays, thinking about what they're going to get, what they're going to give. But back then, it was all about remembering that they had been brought through by their God and able to survive. The Native Americans that showed up were there to celebrate their new neighbors and help them out. And it was about giving to those who weren't able to take care of themselves. And that's one of the reasons I'm very proud to work for the California Rifle and Pistol Association. We are kicking off our 150 years. It's going to be a celebration. It's going to last starting this January, and it lasts about 18 months. It's really cool because it's going to coincide with also the 250th anniversary of this country. So that's something that I think is going to be really, really special as we move forward and do all this. And I want all of you to realize that that patriot spirit started here in this state in California with the founding of this organization. Shortly after the state had become a state, and shortly after the entire country had torn itself in two during the Civil War. And so a little bit about CRPA and why we celebrate this weekend. Because we were founded in June, but we had made it, through that very first year. We celebrated Thanksgiving with a little different attitude because we were starting to help Californians get their gun rights back. And at this point, you just heard the brake squeal and everybody go, wait, what did you just say? That's right, folks. When we started 150 years ago, some fun facts about California. You couldn't hunt, folks. That's right. Hunting had been closed down. Not just in one county, every county. You had to have a license to go hunt for other people. Most people didn't have firearms. Most people that might have had access to firearms didn't know how to use them because California at that time was ruled by a very strong-handed Democratic Party. You had basically law enforcement-only attitudes in some places. And all of that was challenged. All that was challenged not by the CRPA, but by the people as the state started to form up and things started changing. And we had the head of governments in both Oakland and San Francisco come together along with the members of the National Guard at that time and said, we're going to put together an organization that is going to forever do three things. One, teach people how to be safe with firearms. That's part of our 150-year legacy. The second thing they were going to do was they were going to teach people how to use firearms properly and make it equal. Very proud that this organization, when the first year, held a shoot out on one of the islands in San Francisco Bay, and folks, over 5,000 people showed up taking paddle boats, steamers, and everything to watch this multiple day event. Very proud of that legacy. But was it all white folks? Nope. We had everybody. We had Chinese immigrants. We had California Native Americans. We had Latinos, Mexicanos, people who had came up at the time to watch this event. We had African Americans. Everybody was there, and there were people of all ages and all backgrounds that participated. So before inclusivity was a thing, before diversity was a thing, the California Rifle Association, as it was known then, it would become the California Rifle and Pistol Association. We added the word pistol on after World War I. Has always been about all of those things. It's part of who we are. We have done this for 150 years, met the needs of every Californian to try to make sure you have the right to exercise your constitutional rights, which brings us to the third part of our motto behind Be Safe, Shoot Straight, is the fight back. What does fight back mean? It means fight back for your rights. Remind the government that they work for you as public servants, not the other way around. Fight back for your rights also means being able to fight back to protect yourself, because we've always realized that our wonderful law enforcement, our wonderful military, it is a misperception to think that they can always be there to protect you. They can't. And they rely on good, quality American citizens who are law-abiding to be able to protect themselves. And so the California Rifle Pistol Association has always sought to do that. We do that through a host of programs. Programs that range from teaching youth behind the scenes, funding the hundreds and thousands of instructors that work at youth camps up and down the coast of California, into the mountains, into the desert, every part of the state we touch. We do that by introducing people from all backgrounds and finding ways to make sure that never is there a socioeconomic barrier to being able to exercise those rights. We do that by supporting hunter education and creating the advanced hunter material, as we've talked when we've had Jerry Clark, the training director for the California Rifle Pistol Association, on previous programs. We're constantly looking for ways to help educate people to be stronger and to be better. We do that by fighting in the courts with our incredible law team that is working on everything and unraveling the ill attempts at taking away your constitutional rights. We do that, folks, by making sure that we have people inside the Capitol like myself, finding when the government is trying to do the wrong thing and doing everything to alert the people, you, to be able to do something about it. But this is where it all comes down. All the programs we put in, all the court cases, all the legislative might, all the networks, all the chapters that we have developed in local areas for you to interface and build community when our very government was trying to steal that from you by taking away gun shows. All that has two costs. The first cost is you have to actually choose to engage it. You have to choose to take part of it. You have to stand up and say, this is worth it. Folks, we all blow money. We do. We all blow money on drinks and food and different things that we don't need. But we need our Constitution and we need our rights in this state. And that takes money. And so today we're going to talk about some of the things that will help you understand what true costs are and how we bring that money together. We are the most accountable Second Amendment organization, I would argue, in the entire country. We have multiple audits and multiple things to make sure that when you give money, it doesn't go to pay for closets with ties and rotating things. It doesn't go to pay for private trips. It doesn't pay for junkets. It doesn't pay for golf tournaments just for the boys and the girls at the top. It doesn't pay for any of that. We are a lean, mean staff that works tirelessly to help you out. And our books are open for inspection. And we've opened those books for inspection to show people that this can be done correctly as a nonprofit, which, by the way, if we're not the oldest, we're one of the oldest nonprofits coming on our 150th anniversary. So in the next few segments, I'm going to have a really special friend, a coworker, a colleague that I've always enjoyed working with, Maria Salietto. She is the development director for the California Rifle Pistol Association. When you hear me talk about scholarships, she's in the background. When you hear me talk about raising money to help you guys win a lawsuit, she's in the background. Helping to make sure kids can be at camp, women of color have the ability to access, you know, education and training, veterans are celebrated, and all the many, many things that the California Rifle Pistol Association does, Maria has definitely got her fingers in it. And so we're going to be talking to her about that. But folks, go to your website at crpa.org. If you're not a member, join. And when they ask you where you heard about this, say Firing Line Radio, because we're having a membership drive and we're going to be announcing a few things that we're going to be giving to people who become members. So get in now and maybe you will be one of the fortunate winners. We'll be back here on Firing Line Radio in just a moment.
Turner's Outdoorsman, California's number one hunting, fishing, and shooting sports retailer since 1971, now has 33 locations across California and one in Tucson, Arizona. Turner's is your one-stop shop for all your shooting sports and fishing tackle needs. We offer a full selection and unmatched prices on firearms, ammunition, gun safes, shooting accessories, archery equipment, and fishing tackle. Visit Turners.com now and sign up for the Turner's Discount Club for free and get our weekly ads and members-only specials sent directly to your inbox. For more info, to sign up for the Turner's Discount Club or to shop online, visit Turners.com. Hi, folks. Philip Naiman. If you're a concealed handgun carrier or have a firearm to defend your home and are forced to use your weapon for self-defense or the protection of a loved one, you'll be glad to have CCW Safe on your side. CCW Safe provides and pays 100% upfront defense funds for high-quality attorneys, expert witnesses, and the investigators you need following a critical incident with no reimbursement. And they do it all for one flat yearly fee starting at $179 a year. CCW Safe has permit and non-permit plans to protect California residents in this state and while traveling across the country. So check out their new Ultimate Plan with no caps on criminal and civil defense, $1 million for bond coverage, a dedicated $1 million for civil liability, and many other benefits. You defend your life. CCW Safe will defend your freedom and financial future. In California, CCW Safe has got you covered. So join now at ccwsafe.com.
AM 590, The Answer.
This portion of The Firing Line is brought to you by Turner's Outdoorsman.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up. See this? This is my boomstick!
Welcome back, Patriots, to Firing Line Radio on this fine post-Thanksgiving Saturday. And with me today, I'm honored to introduce you to Maria Salietto, who is the Director of Development. Welcome aboard, Maria.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks for having me.
So, Maria, I know your job pretty well because at one point I did it, and that's being the Director of Development. And, Maria, I want to talk to you a little bit about that. You know, a lot of people look at development as the only thing you're doing is trying to make sure that people maybe leave their estate or something. We'll get into that. But tell me, what do you do in development?
Well, our biggest task is really to connect with people, to connect with members, connect with donors, organizations, clubs, trainers, basically to bring the firearms community together under one roof so that we can all fight this fight together, really to build a team.
I want to talk to you about that for a minute. Let's kind of break this out. You know, one of the things that our community could be criticized, and I've been one of the ones to criticize it, is the secondhand community is inside of a tent, metaphorically, as we say, and we tend to do a lot more shooting at each other inside the tent than focusing at shooting those coming after us. And so I always find it really interesting that people don't realize a good chunk of your job is hurting all the cats in the Second Amendment community and getting to play nice together.
Yes, very true. One great thing about our community is that we are not shy about our opinions, and that's a good thing. A lot of suggestions, a lot of good input, but very often we're talking to the enemy instead of each other. And so it's better to come together as a group. I often tell people that we could be, instead of being David fighting Goliath, and though people have good ideas and good work, if we come together, we become Goliath fighting Goliath. And that's our goal. That's our main goal, is to bring everyone together and be Goliath fighting Goliath.
I think that's an excellent metaphor. And I think it's really important for people to realize that often the complaint I hear both in the Capitol and when I go visit people at ranges and different clubs to speak is, why can't we come together? And you are one of a handful of people I know that work tirelessly. Folks, she works way beyond a 40-hour work week trying to bring these different people together. Maria, I want to talk about a couple of those. Ranges. Ranges have always kind of cracked me up because, let's face it, at the baseline, a range is a business. It's a person's livelihood that they're putting on. But, you've done so much in the past couple of years to help ranges realize, hey, folks, there's really no competition because there is like five times the amount of people that want to have range access than we have ranges to accommodate.
Yeah, there's a big demand for ranges, especially during COVID. There was a huge rise and it has not settled really. The ranges are still quite busy and we are here. See, it's because of CRPA and the work we do that actually helps keep the ranges open. There's a lot of attacks on ranges, on businesses, and to do with firearms. And the work we do at CRPA with our give our suits, and even the work you do, Rick, at the Capitol to knock down these bills before they even come to any kind of fruition, really helps impact the ranges directly, which helps impact people's livelihoods and the ability for others to practice their firearm skills. Without that, we would be at a loss.
Yeah, I think you bring up an excellent point that a lot of people don't recognize because, it's like anything else. There's a way what we think the system works and then how it actually works. And one of the things I find fascinating is, a lot of times people will look at Chuck Michel, our wonderful president and the leader of Michel and Associates, one of the top Second Amendment law firms in the country, and say, well, Chuck's our first line of defense. But then people that really get to realize go, well, no, Rick and the other lobbyists like him, like Sam Perez that we've had on the show and Dan Reed from the NRA and others, they're the first line of defense. No, we're not the first line of defense. It actually comes down to Maria, you and a couple of other, directors and their teams and organizations like us that are the first line of defense because often if you guys can work together and get people to work together, we can get out ahead and take care of stuff. So it doesn't end up in the Capitol and the legislature where I have to fight it. And then it doesn't end up when I can't stop it and the others can't stop it in a courtroom where all this harm's been done. And so folks, working with Maria, you individually, whether you're driving your car, working in the garage, listening to this, sitting at the coffee table, listening to it on a podcast, it is you connecting with someone like Maria that can help bring an end to a lot of these issues. Maria, let's talk about a couple of groups in particular. Women make up now since COVID, 56 to 58%, it fluctuates according to National Sports Foundation, of all the new people entering our community. What are some of the ways that you've worked to develop women in the shooting sports?
Well, we have, along with our training department, worked with a group up north called Sassy Girls. They do a lot of training up north. We connected with a lot of other women's groups. We also connected with a lot of women's political groups to bring them training and information and educate them further on firearms laws and training. So there are a lot of areas we like to connect with women. We have a lot of training available. But even political things, women want to get involved. Let's face it. Women do a lot of the heavy lifting sometimes. And so when women want to get involved, their groups, they can contact us. We can either help you with political legislative updates. We can set you up with firearm training events, and things of that nature. But there are quite a few groups that we are working with, and we hope to work with more. Also, the Latino women's groups, you had mentioned earlier that there's a multicultural community that we work with. In fact, a lot of these cultures that come in, they've fought before with their own rights for other things. So they're very passionate about the Second Amendment. And they come together with us, and they're a wonderful support for our organization. We want to make more of those connections. So if you have a group, anyone listening has a group out there that wants to connect with us, please reach out. We're happy to connect and grow. Like I said, the more the merrier. There's power in numbers.
Yeah, and folks, if you want to do that, the correct email would be contact@crpa.org, and just put in it, I want to talk to Maria about, and then whatever it is that you want to talk to her about. You know, you brought up the cultures. You know, Maria, I'm just going to do this because people, you know, sometimes get a little like, really? Worked with African Americans?
Yes. Quite a bit.
Asians?
Yes, absolutely.
Latin Americans?
For sure.
Pacific Islanders. I mean,
yes,
everybody.
Everybody.
That's one of the things I'm really proud of this group. We have reached out to each of these communities, and we don't reach out to the wealthy. I mean, this is what's funny about development. Everybody thinks if you're in development, oh, they're only talking to the people that make seven digits. And that's not true, Maria. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have seen you working with people from severe socioeconomic backgrounds.
Yeah, and it's really wonderful. I mean, you know, everyone, when we give what we can, when each of us gives what we can, and it can be, you know, the cost of giving up a Starbucks and sending $7 into CRPA, that all adds up. You know, those little penny banks we used to have as kids, you know, you put your change in there.
Yeah.
All of that adds up. And so all we treat every donor like a $1 million donor because you're just as valuable. So please, anything you can give, don't feel like it's too small a donation or it's not going to make an impact. It will make an impact. I remember, you know, savings change in your pockets and things like that as a kid. And, you know, by the end, you had quite a bit. So understand that that's where actually a lot of our donations come from, smaller donations, people giving in, and it's a big group. But and we do have donors that are also very committed, which is another wonderful thing. They're consistent donors. So even if it's a small donation, you give $20 a month, $25 a month, believe me, that has a big impact. And it's going to all come back to you in the price of having your freedoms available and the Second Amendment protected.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about some of the ways that, you know, balancing out the cost of this, but to your point about putting pennies away, a fun little story from my own life. I, when I first went to the military, didn't want to have change in my uniform and stuff. So I had a Sparkletts bottle in my room and I would throw change in it and was on that base for about 14 months. And when it was time to leave, Sparkletts bottle was filled heavier than heck. You know, my roommate had to help me take it out to the Jeep that we had. And I took it to the bank on the base, to have them, you know, do it. I had to pay a fee. I had over $1,000 in coins. I had no idea there was that much money. We kept, you know, saying, hey, maybe we have a couple hundred dollars in there. We could go do this or do that. And I was just blown away about how much change alone can make a big difference. And that's why people, when you see like roundup programs, which some of our stores do for us, that change, be it 25 cents, 40 cents here, when multiplied by hundreds of people doing it, it makes a difference. It allows kids to maybe be able to have the ammunition they need to participate in a summer program, learn to shoot for the first time, learn to hunt for the first time, or to help give them that competitive edge that can help them on their trail to the Olympics, or to get a university scholarship that will pay for an education so they can be a productive member of our society. Folks, it all counts. And it's all a way that we can be thankful during this Thanksgiving weekend and remember how to help those that are less fortunate be better. We'll be back on Firing Line Radio.
Turner's Outdoorsman, California's number one hunting, fishing, and shooting sports retailer since 1971, now has 33 locations across California and one in Tucson, Arizona. Turner's is your one-stop shop for all your shooting sports and fishing tackle needs. We offer a full selection and unmatched prices on firearms, ammunition, gun safes, shooting accessories, archery equipment, and fishing tackle. Visit Turner's.com now and sign up for the Turner's Discount Club for free and get our weekly ads and members-only specials sent directly to your inbox. For more info, to sign up for the Turner's Discount Club or to shop online, visit turners.com.
AM 590, The Answer.
This portion of The Firing Line is brought to you by CCW Safe and the California Rifle and Pistol Association.
Spartans, lay down your weapons!
Persians, come and get them!
Welcome back to Firing Line Radio. I'm your host, Rick Travis, the Legislative Director for the California Rifle and Pistol Association. With me today is Maria Salietto, our wonderful and incredibly adept development director that is always looking for ways not just to raise money, but how to help develop programs that will meet your needs. Those of you listening to the program, be it by live radio, podcast, however that may be, she is there to help make sure that we have a program and a way for you to interface. And Maria, we were just talking about some of the programs and some of the different things that we do at CRPA to reach out to the community. But, you know, I'm going to highlight a couple of them. I know sometimes you get a little embarrassed, but oh well. You know, Maria, you do so much in the background to help youth out. And, you know, I look at how the kids in this country are being torn up politically, being influenced politically, and not usually for the best. And one of the things is, you know, I know you have several kids of your own, but it's just a way that you bring that experience into helping youth programs up and down the state. And so I just want to say I'm thankful for the work that you do. But let's look at, you know, the costs. Where to give us an example of where some of the monies that you've been able to collect and some of the ways that you're able to make that work, just like in supporting youth, because I know that you've helped architect programs with this station and this show when Phil Naiman was running it, and other radio stations that have been running programs to be able to collect ammunition. Why was that so important?
Yes, we do give a lot of ammunition away, especially to youth teams and youth programs for tournaments and for their events. We're doing that actually up and down the state. We recently worked with an ammo company called BioAmmo, who's been wonderful in helping support our work with the youth. And we have quite a bit of ammo that they have donated, which has been wonderful to work with them. BioAmmo has been great. But we work with these teams to provide them not only sometimes with ammo, but also with, things they need, like drinks and different things to keep and sustain these types of programs going. It's very important for these groups because, you know, it's not easy for these families to raise money. Shooting sports are not cheap for families. So that's our way of kind of helping to offset those costs and keep propagating those programs.
And I want to point out to all of you listening to this, one of the things that happened during the pandemic that was very negative was the politics of this state ran unchecked under Gruesome Newsom. And what happened was we lost teams. And how this happens, and I've coached a couple different sports at the collegiate level. And one of the things that you know as a coach is you're always dependent on the programs behind you. So like if it's college, you're worrying about the high school programs. If it's high school, you're worrying about club teams, things like that. Because that's where you're going to recruit your athletes, or, you know, if it's in an area where I was coaching in debate, it's where you're going to get your future debaters. But when those programs are closed for 2 years, there goes your recruiting. When you're closed for 2 years, a lot of your local support, the people that provide pizza, drinks, the stores that provide the ammunition, the, you know, self-screening or other places that were providing your shirts at a lower cost than you could get on the internet. All those support issues closed up too during the pandemic. And all of a sudden, when these coaches came back to try to help these kids advance and go somewhere, well, there was no food, there was no drinks, there was no uniforms, there was no nothing. And Maria, you quickly and adeptly jumped both feet in to that one area. And people, this is just one aspect of what CRPA covers. You got ammunition for multiple teams up and down the state. It was not favored to, oh, if you were in Southern California or Northern, it was everywhere. And I want to point out, this is ammunition that went to kids at camps. So it would be like 22s. It was specific shotgun shells for youth hunting programs. It was specific shotgun shells for competitive shooting. It was, you know, stuff for kids riding horses and shooting. It was stuff for people like up and down the state. And it wasn't just raising the money. And that's the thing I don't think people realize. Maria, you like take the money that people give to CRPA and you maximize it, because then you went to all these FFLs and said, hey, if you have extra ammunition, please, 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 please donate it to the kids. And you had volunteers and staffers driving. I remember seeing some meetings going, holy cow, everywhere, to make sure that the law was followed. Things were handled properly, and we got what those kids needed. You know, we're able to get to where the coaches could go meet with the FFL and get that ammunition. And I just want to say thank you, because that was, it was like watching the Berlin airlift.
Well, CRPA, one of the important reasons for supporting youth sports is not, it's not just about the kids. It's also about the next generation of voters. And by having these youth sports continue, we are helping them get exposure to firearms, firearms training, firearm safety, and this will in turn later on when they become 18, when it's time to vote, they will understand the importance of the Second Amendment. And so this invest is really an investment in the future as well.
So let's talk about, you know, the cost. So I decide today, because I'm listening to a radio show, maybe I've been listening for a couple of months, I decide that, hey, you know what? I'm going to join. And then I go to the website at crpa.org and I pull it down and I see that 1 year membership for $55. And I think, wow, $55. What do I get for that $55?
Well, aside from having your Second Amendment rights protected, you get a little extra stuff too. You get our bi-monthly magazine, updates on legislative issues, things you can vote on, information on how to contact your representatives in order to have your voice heard. There are also events that you'll be included. The chapter meetings are available to you. There are lots of extra things that come along with a membership. But basically, by being a member, you not only broaden our footprint, but like I said, you become part of the Goliath, fighting Goliath. So for $55, the magazine is quite nice, very informative. All the information you need politically as far as what's happening in the state, where your rights are, what's being pushed against, you know, where the push is coming from. You'll have all the accurate information you need from CRPA.
And don't you also, if you decide you want to competitively shoot, you're now qualified to shoot in any of the state-sanctioned events by CRPA because you're a member?
Absolutely, yes. There'll be more of those coming up as well. But yes, and all that information is within our membership, not our membership emails, our magazine. And it really is important to be, it's really important to be part of the CRPA because we are leading the fight in California. And if you want to be part of the fight, or if you want to protect your rights, or if you care about your rights, you definitely want to be part of the CRPA.
So folks, I'll tell you right now, we're talking less than $5 a month, which means it's less than the average coffee you buy at any of your favorite coffee places that you go to are always more than $5. So let's break this down for a moment. For that, you're not paying a couple hundred dollars to have access to an attorney that might tell you, hey, here's what you need to do. That is, you have a group of attorneys working full time, fighting for your rights, going up against the state. It is not, hey, I'm also going to pay several hundred dollars a month to have a lobbying firm lobby for my, nope, that's covered too. It's so many things, folks. When you look for the bang for your buck, you are not going to find more money being divided more carefully to cover more things that take care of your rights and your needs. Folks, this is really important for you to understand. We work so hard to stretch every dollar because we realize we have donors that, like Maria says, give a lot of money. And I personally went with people that once they pay all their bills on Social Security, what they have left over is what they send in. And because they care. Freedom isn't free. That is a fact. That has always been a fact. The government coming after your firearms is how we became Americans. Hell, on April 19, 1775, the British not went to Lexington Concord for what? Oh, to take people's guns and ammo away? There's arguments that we might not have ever had the revolution. But it was that single act that British citizens said, enough's enough, raised up their arms and became Americans, which is a part of every person listening to this as legacy. We are here to tell you today at CRP, and what we're going to be talking in this final segment here in a couple of minutes is, this is where the money goes. This is all the things it's used for. And this is how you can look at what you're doing. We're going to break it down for you so you can see all the different ways that you can help this generation and those that come beyond to have not just what you had, but more than what you had. Because our goal isn't just to bring us back to center. Our goal is to make sure that you have every ability to enjoy all your freedoms. And I want you to remember, those freedoms in the First Amendment only happen because of the freedoms in the Second Amendment. We'll be back on Firing Line Radio.
Hi folks, Philip Naiman. If you're a concealed handgun carrier or have a firearm to defend your home and are forced to use your weapon for self-defense or the protection of a loved one, you'll be glad to have CCW Safe on your side. CCW Safe provides and pays 100% upfront defense funds for high-quality attorneys, expert witnesses, and the investigators you need following a critical incident with no reimbursement. And they do it all for one flat yearly fee starting at $179 a year. CCW Safe has permit and non-permit plans to protect California residents in this state and while traveling across the country. So check out their new Ultimate Plan with no caps on criminal and civil defense, $1 million for bond coverage, a dedicated $1 million for civil liability, and many other benefits. You defend your life, CCW Safe will defend your freedom and financial future. In California, CCW Safe has got you covered. So join now at ccwsafe.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, California's number one hunting, fishing, and shooting sports retailer since 1971, now has 33 locations across California and one in Tucson, Arizona. Turner's is your one-stop shop for all your shooting sports and fishing tackle needs. We offer a full selection and unmatched prices on firearms, ammunition, gun safes, shooting accessories, archery equipment, and fishing tackle. Visit Turners.com now and sign up for the Turner's Discount Club for free and get our weekly ads and members-only specials sent directly to your inbox. For more info, to sign up for the Turner's Discount Club or to shop online, visit Turners.com.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back to Firing Line Radio. I'm your host, Rick Travis, California Rifle and Pistol Association's Legislative Director. And just want to highlight, we have a couple of great shows. Next week's show, you're definitely going to want to be on because we're going to have Assistant Chief David Best, the former chief of the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, talking about all things hunting, all things fish and wildlife. And we're going to really break down some wonderful things and hear some great things that are going on in our state in that space. But with me today is Maria Salietto. She is the Director of Development for the California Rifle Pistol Association. And Maria, let's get into some subject matters, where the money goes and how people can do things. So we have the 1791 sustaining membership.
Right.
I think it's fun because it's $17.91 a month, folks, for those that want to do this. Why 1791, Maria?
That was decided by, I'm not sure who came up with that number at the time and why. Rick Travis. It must have been Rick Travis. Rick, why don't you tell us why it's 1791?
1791 is because that's the year that the Bill of Rights came into effect, of which the Second Amendment was. And the reason we went with that was because, folks, the Second Amendment, when it was originally drafted as we know it today, wasn't in the number two spot. It was a little farther down in the list. And George Mason and a couple of other people that were involved with helping to write the Bill of Rights made some arguments. And those arguments went that the First Amendment, which gives you the right to, you know, to speak in the public, to redress government, tell them what you think, to assemble, freedom of religion, etc. All of those rights needed to be defended by the people against the tyrannical government. And, you know, while the left may sit there and say, well, that's never going to happen, we've seen it happen over and over and over and over again, even in our lifetimes. And so the book ended. And so $17.91 was for 1791 for when that happened. Maria, when you're out talking to people, what are some of the different things? Like, say I don't have a lot of money, but I have a beater car in my driveway, or boat, or even a plane that I'm like, what am I going to do? Can they still give?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. We accept car donations, boat donations. We get a lot of firearms donations. So as I've learned when I came to work for CRPA, firearms are a lot like purses. You need one for every occasion. And then very often you find you don't need them all. You don't use as many as you have. So we have people that will donate firearms that they no longer use. Or sometimes they win a firearm at an event and it's a firearm they already have, or they have something similar. So they will donate firearms to the CRPA. So that's something, that's a program we get used quite a bit. And that does a lot of good work, has a great impact. Boats, cars, also even other property. Sometimes we have people making land donations, believe it or not. Properties that they've been sitting on that they are not using. Sometimes people are putting these things in their trust or wills. Sometimes they're just giving it to us outright because they no longer have a use for it, or the family doesn't want to use the property.
So let's talk really for a second. So I give property. You know, I'm John Doe out there listening, and I'm like, oh, that's something I could do. And so I decide to give the property. So it gets donated to the CRPA, and it gets liquidated so it can go other places. Do I have any say in that? Can I say, like, hey, I'm like big on supporting Chuck in the lawsuits, or maybe I'm big on youth programs. Can I say, yes, hey, could you please use it?
Absolutely. You can earmark your donation for what you'd like those funds to go to. And that would be done, you know, before even putting the donation. You can give me a call directly. I'm happy to help you talk about where you'd like to see it go, how we make these arrangements. And yeah, absolutely. We do that all the time.
So I can leave a legacy then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of the things too, with wills and trusts. You know, we have I call it the last stand campaign, because I was speaking to a gentleman who was passing and called in to, include CRPA in their trust. And it really is like going down with a fight, your last stand. And it really is a way to kind of feel that you're making an impact even to the very end. And it's a really wonderful program we've started. And please, if you have any questions about that, I'm happy to help you do that. It's very seamless. And everything's taken care of. And when we all have our time will all come. So when we prepare for this, it's great that we're not only fighting for our rights that we've fought for all our life, but we're also leaving a legacy for our family where we're fighting for their rights after we leave. You know, is it your last stand? So that's another program where you can donate money, property, firearms, boats, land. I mean, anything can be involved in a trust that way.
And it's a very beautiful way to help people realize that they're really forming a partnership with you, Maria, and with the CRPA, because they're saying, hey, this is my last full measure. And as I give that, I'm able to sit there and say, and this is how I want it to be used, and where I want that money to go into the fight, because the fight is multifaceted, as we all know. And for those of our regular listeners that listen to this. And so this is really a way that they can do that. What are some of the other ways that you come up with money? Because I know, like, here you're talking about donating some of the stuff, but I also think you've done some pretty fun things out here in the Inland Empire to raise money at, like, a place called Bass Pro.
Yes. We had an event called Extravaganza. Mm-hmm. It's basically a carnival games, where you win firearms. We'll be doing some more of those in the state. It's lots of fun. You buy as many tickets as you like to play the games you want to play to win particular firearms, and you can win that firearm. Bass Pro has been wonderful in Rancho Cucamonga to help facilitate that event for us. We're hoping to do more in the future. We're also going to have some other events coming up that are fundraiser events. We have a Spaghetti Western coming up in March. You'll see more information on that. It'll be a fun evening with games and some auctions and things like that, dinner. It'll be nice. But we try to bring the community together for a good time while we're all fighting for the cause. And these events really help us meet our donors face to face. I love when we have these events and someone comes up to me and tells me who they are. I've spoken to them over the phone, or they've sent an email for something and I finally get to meet them face to face. So a lot of these events not only raise money for the CRPA, but also bring the community together and form a stronger bond. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to form a stronger bond between our members, everyone in the firearms community, and not just with me, but with each other. I think people talking to people within the community helps build us even stronger.
And don't you also work with small business owners who call you up and say, hey, I have a meeting space, or I'm a catering service, or I'm this or that, and I want to help you out, and you bring them together and connect them to the community, which is a win-win in my book, because it helps you do the mission of the CRPA, but at the same time, it helps them grow their business community.
Yes, absolutely. We've worked, we have a wonderful event we've done with Route 66 recently. That's a range out in San Bernardino, big, beautiful range. They've done a marvelous job. We've connected with them, and they have events and help raise money for the CRPA, but also we make a lot of connections there as well. Ammo Brothers in, well, there's a chain of stores, but the Santa Ana store recently had a nice parking lot sale. Again, we were able to not only raise money, but also connect with the community one-on-one.
And aren't some of these businesses, though, they're not all 2A businesses. I understand that you have, like, restaurants and other kinds of services, even a couple of hair businesses that have, like, joined you and helping to raise funds.
Yes. Any business that's pro-Second Amendment, if the owner is pro-Second Amendment and wants to be involved, we have restaurants, we have hair salons. I think there's even some fabricating companies that work
store.
With.
I know there's a boot store that has done that. I mean, it's amazing the people that you have brought together that really makes the Second Amendment community, folks, more than just gun stores and gun shows. It's literally a community that reflects the community you interface with every day. And Maria, that, again, incredibly grateful for the work that you're doing.
Well, it's a team effort, Rick. You know, we have a lot of reps that go out and talk to businesses. We have our chapters refer people to us. And it really is a team effort. And that's what it is. It's building the team. Like I said, from the start of the program here today, my job is to build a team, to bring us all together. And whether that's being people that donate, people that have connections that can give us in-kind donations and products, whether it's just people that are going to work as volunteers. It really is just bringing the community together. And that is my goal, for us to become Goliath fighting Goliath until there is Goliath no more.
Ladies, gentlemen, everybody listening to this program, I want you to hear what Maria has talked about today. This isn't just yay, yay, yay for the CRPA. This is about our Second Amendment community. This is about our way of life. This is about doing the right thing. And for those of you who have not engaged, the time is engaged in this political environment coming up this next year. There's a lot on the plate we're going to be breaking down every week. But basically, you can be a part of this team. You just have to jump on and join at crpa.org. Reach out to Maria at contact@crpa.org. Get involved. And remember, as I say every week, be safe, shoot straight, and fight back for your rights.
When you have to shoot, shoot. Don't talk.
The Firing Line Radio Show has been brought to you by Turner's Outdoorsman, CCW Safe, Cutting Edge Bullets, Vortex Optics, Vortex, the Force of Optics, and by the California Rifle and Pistol Association.
Hi folks, Philip Naiman. If you're a concealed handgun carrier or have a firearm to defend your home and are forced to use your weapon for self-defense or the protection of a loved one, you'll be glad to have CCW Safe on your side. CCW Safe provides and pays 100% upfront defense funds for high-quality attorneys, expert witnesses, and the investigators you need following a critical incident with no reimbursement. And they do it all for one flat yearly fee starting at $179 a year. CCW Safe has permit and non-permit plans to protect California residents in this state and while traveling across the country. So check out their new Ultimate Plan with no caps on criminal and civil defense, $1 million for bond coverage, a dedicated $1 million for civil liability, and many other benefits. You defend your life. CCW Safe will defend your freedom and financial future. In California, CCW Safe has got you covered. So join now at ccwsafe.com.
AM 590, The Answer.